Welcome everyone to another episode of the Roman Show for the week of May 17th. We welcome Michael Lilly. Lilly will be part of the Titan FC fight card happening on May 29th in somewhere in Florida. We don't know of a venue yet, but Michael Lilly will be taking on Kinley St. Louis May 29th. He joins us on the program and tells us about his training and a whole lot more. This coming up next on the Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Calm.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome back, everyone. It's another episode of The Roman Show. I am your host, Rodolfo Roman. Before we get started, Ball Wash. You've heard me talk about it so many times out here. Ball Wash have really stepped up their game. I myself use it myself. Great soap. Takes away all the odor down there from your jewels, your family jewels. And they've even now come up with some hand sanitizer, especially now during the times that we are in with this pandemic and all these viruses, and we gotta keep our hands clean. So Ball Wash has created a great product, hand sanitizer, that you want to jump on. It kills 99.1% all of the viruses that you might encounter. Head on over to ballwash.com and purchase your hand sanitizer. And aside from that, you can get their Ballsy product, which it's a little gel. You rub it on your balls down there, and it really freshens it up and eliminates all the odor. And it's available right now on ballwash.com. And of course, you need to get your Ball Wash soap, which you use it on a daily or however often you do. Ballwash.com is the website to obtain these products. Use the promo code The Roman Show and enjoy it, man. Hey, listen, speaking about your boys down there, there's one tool that really does the job when it comes to landscaping all of your family jewels, and that is Manscaped. Head on over to manscaped.com, use the promo code The Roman Show, and you get a percentage off your purchase. That's Manscaped, the best tool for your family jewels. It'll keep them fresh and looking, make them really crisp, cream, however you want to call it. I don't even know. I'm getting too detailed here. But yeah, it'll make them very smooth for your next date. Manscaped.com is the website you need to visit and purchase yours today. Well, lots of stuff going on right now. Taking a little breathy here. I just ran about 6 miles under the exhausting sun in South Florida. I'm laying down here and recording this podcast. But I have to tell you that the running has kicked my ass. Not so much of the running, but the sun. It really drains you. Just had a massage, which helped out a lot on my thighs. But boy, it is killer. It is killer. And then on top of that, I had a pregnant wife and a child, 2-year-old. Yeah, you need a lot of energy. And we got another one on the way. So you need a lot of energy around this house. But listen, I'm here, glad that I am able to speak to you and give you another episode of The Roman Show. We welcome Michael Lilly on the program. A little later in the episode, he will be part of the Titan FC fight card, May 29th, and he takes on Kinley St. Louis. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the first fight card, aside from the UFC, which has had a great fight card this past weekend, but this is the first fight card, a regional fight, regional promotion that puts the fight card, and that is Titan FC, and it's airing on UFC Fight Pass. You know, I've been with the company now for 5 years. I'm really excited for this. It's the first one after the pandemic. All the fighters are ready to go. I myself are ready to go. I know the bosses are ready to go to put up some great fights for everyone. So May 29th, and you're going to see some great action there, including Michael Lilly, who will be taking on Kinley St. Louis. Jay-Z Cavalcante, too, will be in a super grappling fight that evening. So listen, you got to get yourself UFC Fight Pass so you can check out the fight. That's on May 29th. Don't miss it. Michael Lilly will be joining us a little later today to talk about his fight. But let's talk about Becky Lynch, who has vacated her title and is going to become a mom. And good for her. Good for her. 33 years old. She's having a baby with Seth Rollins. But one guy has been getting a lot of heat. And I'm speaking about none other than Jim Cornette. Now, Jim is not a stranger to heat, as he's basically said that why is Becky Lynch giving up all this money to become a mom? According to him, she has been on a probably one of the highest runs, making a whole lot of money for Vince McMahon and herself. And that she still has time in the oven. You know, she can still cook up a baby. That she should have waited some time before actually having a child. Now, Jimmy, I love listening to the podcast. I really do. I get his point of view. He's basically saying, look, if you're at the top of the mountain, why bring yourself down by having a child? I understand. I get it. But at the same time, you never know what's going to happen. God forbid, maybe Becky Lynch has an injury and is unable to have a child later in the future. I don't know. We don't know. So it's kind of selfish for the person if they were to choose the route of just becoming a pro wrestler and focusing on money. Because they would have left away the opportunity of becoming a mother. Something that many women in this world, not all, because there are a couple that do not want to have a child. There's a life, it's a dream. They want to have children. So kind of, it's a very, very, very weird comment that Jim Cornette said. He's very out there. He's very open-minded. And I understand it. But kind of harsh in a way. But kudos to Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins for becoming parents. Welcome to the club. It's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun and a great experience. And it makes you a more mature and better person in the end. So, congratulations, Becky Lynch. Drew Gulak is no longer with the WWE. His contract expired and there was no communication there as renewing it. Everyone on the internet now is talking about, oh, the WWE getting rid of everyone and they got rid of a great talent. And there's no doubt, Drew Gulak is an amazing talent. However, at the same time, just like Jim Ross stated here, this is an opportunity to reinvent yourself. Yes, he was very often often appeared on SmackDown alongside Daniel Bryan. But how far was that going to last? And maybe an AEW picks him up. Maybe another promotion. I don't know. TNA. MLW. Or maybe he becomes a movie star. Whatever. The whole point is, there's a reason why he let it expire, and there's a reason why he didn't pursue it. So to all you internet junkies out there who are crying, there's a reasoning behind this, and we'll find out in the future as to why. Look at some of these people that were released or laid off. Bennett, the Bullet Club, or better, Carl Anderson and Gallows. And they've gone their way, man. They've gone and reinvent themselves, and Now they're, for example, Gallows and Anderson, they have a podcast. And they're trying to get the word out. And maybe Drew Gulak is a better fit at an AEW. We don't know. But let's face it. Of all these people that have been released by the WWE, not everyone has got a contract. And just like Jim Ross said here on the program, on the Roman show, that we hope that they have a plan B. Because you never know in this business where you will end up. And I mean just in general, right? You should have a plan B. Because you never know exactly where you're going to be right now. You might have a job 24/7 and look at this, pandemic. So Drew Gulak, I'm sure we'll be seeing him very, very soon somewhere, somehow. It's not the end of him. But I'll tell you that it'd be some really cool matches in AEW with some of the talent over there. Well, let's go ahead and switch gears and let's welcome our good friend Michael Lilly on the program. He will be in action against Kinley St. Louis on May 29th, Titan FC. Again, as of right now, the recording of this episode is the only regional promotion in the United States, the first one to put up an event. So you can bet your bottom dollar that that night will be unforgettable. Michael Lilly against McKinley St. Louis coming up next right here in the program. Lilly talks about his training, passion and love for comics, and a tryout with the WWE. Welcome back, everyone, to the Roman Show, and we are excited because here in South Florida, we're getting mixed martial arts back. Unfortunately, the fans cannot attend, but you can see it at your home, and last I checked, it was UFC Fight Pass, but I also understand it's going to be on pay-per-view. We're getting more details on this, but Titan FC returns with more action May 29th, Friday night, and Michael Lilly, who's on the phone right now, will be part of that fight card against Kinley St. Louis. And Mike, of course, is no stranger to Titan FC. He has competed there the last time. He actually defeated his opponent, and he's looking for another victory on Titan FC. But Mike, thanks so much for your time, and welcome to the Roman Show again.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate the intro. That was a nice intro.
Yeah, man, no worries. So Lilly, you know, we're at a time right now where nobody knows what the hell's going on, but we're itching for fights, especially the fighters. Some fighters are training out their backyards. Some fighters aren't training at all. Some gyms are opened for those specific fighters. Some gyms are not open whatsoever. So how are you doing during this time of this pandemic and this pandemonium?
Well, I'm actually one of the lucky people because, as you know, I got a brother that also fights too. Mm-hmm. So, I've been training with my brother. And then once I found out I had a fight, I've just been going to the gym. Because before I was training in my backyard with my brother, once I found out I had a fight coming up, my coaches opened up the gym just for who are... They set a schedule for me and my brother to go so that way nobody's in the gym and nobody gets in trouble.
Well, then you're one of the lucky ones because I've seen, I think Raymond Ramos was part of the fight card too. Guys training in his backyard with his friends. So that's, you know, you're blessed. You got your brother who fights, who's also competed in Titan FC. So how does this training camp compare to other training camps that you've had in the past? Because you've only trained with your brother. Have you trained with someone else every now and then that you switch around?
It's mostly my brother, and then also Frank Carrillo, because he's on the card also. Mm-hmm. So he's there with me too. So we've been training together. And but it's not that much different because my brother's always with me. You know, my brother always training together. And we both have fights coming together most of the time. It's us working. And I don't see it too much different. I really don't see it that much different.
And how was it when Titan FC gave you a call and told you about this fight? tell me the story, because really, you know, a week, two ago, even to today, everything is kind of up in the air. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah. They told me I was happy and I was excited about it because I feel like it's the best time to get a fight because I'm not working. I get to focus on training full time, and that's like a fighter's dream, just focus on training and that's it.
So you, of course, you have another job. I think, what else do you do?
No, I had a job.
Oh, you had a job. So you're one of the unfortunate ones that is in a situation that...
That's like something I always wanted. For me, I feel like the whole virus thing that happened, uh-huh. Some people might say it's bad because they lost their jobs, but for me, I'm actually happy about it because I can just focus full-time on fighting.
So with this opponent of yours, Kenny St. Louis, he's a local guy. He's fought for other promotions. I'm going to say maybe this is his first time for Titan FC, but... For you, what is your opinion on him, and what were your thoughts when they offered you this guy as your opponent on May 29th?
I was surprised he even accepted it because Titan had a couple guys they offered me, and they said no, and they were guys with bigger records and more experience. And then he accepted the fight. He kind of reminded me about like when I first started. Like I had a messed up record. My record was 3-5. So for me, he's a dangerous threat because I was in a position where I didn't have that many fights. And I was fighting guys with a lot more fights than me. And like when I first fought with Titan, my record was 3-5. And now I'm on a 3-fight win streak. So I see him as a dangerous opponent. And I'm going there I'm going in there with the mindset of I'm fighting a guy with a whole lot of experience. And I'm taking him real serious.
And going into this fight, now you've been away a little bit, some time away from the cage as far as fighting.
Yeah.
What were you doing during that time off?
No, I was just training nonstop. Been training nonstop. The reason I haven't fought is because it's hard for me to find fights. So, yeah.
You know,
that's the only reason why I haven't fought.
You know, I get that comment a lot of times from fighters. What is it that some fighters just turn it down? You know, this is an opportunity. They're always online calling people out. But then when they get offered and they name the person, they back down.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about because we're all fighters, we're all athletes, we're here to compete, and a lot of people don't want to compete. They try to, I guess, find guys with less records or losing records that they know for sure that they can beat, and they don't want to accept challenges. So it got to a point where, because I know you know that I've been back and forth from here, mm-hmm. here in London. I had I wasn't able to get fights out here, and I got accepted a couple fights in London, and stuff happened where I couldn't go back over there for a little bit. But I was looking to go back over there and try to get some fights. But, yeah.
Well, of course, when May 29th gets here, and you know, the area is still undisclosed as far where we're going to have this fight. But yeah. One thing is for sure, and that is the setting. It's going to be completely different. There are no fans welcome to the venue. And there's going to be the less amount of people around the cage. It's going to be pretty much a skeleton show. Performing or fighting in front of a crowd where no crowd, actually, how do you go into that? And I think because when I train, you know, when you're sparring, it's just a bunch of old guys and girls training around you, and pretty much it's just you and the other person. Is it that kind of same mindset going into a fight where you know that there's no crowd?
Yeah, I feel like it'll be just like another day in the gym, just going there, and just this time it's a real fight, not training. So I feel like it's going to be something similar to that.
But one thing, though, that there is positive, knowing that there is a lack of sports, and really the only sport other than the WWE, which is sports entertainment, MMA is the only thing going around right now here in the United States. So we're going to get a lot of eyes on this Titan FC fight card. And that's a plus for you and all the other rest of the guys that are part of this card.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good opportunity for people who don't know who Mike Lilly is to see me fight and get to know who I am. So I think it's a good thing that I'm one of the lucky people, I guess, to fight in this card.
And one thing about you, Lilly, I know you're big into comic books.
Yeah.
I say you carry all the Dragon Ball Z stuff and the tattoos. And is there something that you've been following lately or recently as far from that comic book world?
I don't know. I've been thinking about doing stuff for my weigh-ins. I'm thinking about doing something. I'm not sure yet, so we'll see. But or you mean like as of like what I have been watching anything or do I? Have
yeah, yeah. Have you been? Netflix and chill, or whatever streaming service you're watching some anime?
Just watching a bunch of anime on Crunchyroll, catching up on My Hero Academia, stuff like that. I don't know if you've heard that one. It's one of the newer animes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm watching right now. That's a good one. It reminds me of Dragon Ball Z mixed with Naruto.
Now, you also draw, right? You also draw, don't you?
Yeah, but I haven't drawn in a long time. I kind of like stopped.
was that another passion of yours, drawing? And do you think that you'll get back into it one day?
Maybe one day. But yeah, I used to do that a lot when I was a kid. I used to draw almost every day. And then when I was in school, I wouldn't be paying attention to the teacher. I was sitting in my desk drawing. The teacher's supposed to be, we're supposed to be taking notes. The teacher's talking. So just drawing comic book characters and Dragon Ball Z stuff.
So maybe yeah, one day make one day make me maybe make an anime comic book, or you know, that may be something you'd like to pursue in the future.
Something like that, and then hopefully after when I make it to the big show, I'll be one of these fighting games like Street Fighter or something like that. That's my goal.
You haven't created like any characters by any chance that you have that you've drawn or?
Nah, I never really like created any characters. Most of the stuff I draw, just copy and see it. Mm-hmm. Stuff I've seen, just copy it down.
Now, I like to pick your brain here. I think we talked about it. I don't know if you'd like to share, but WWE. I think you had a tryout with the WWE. Is that right? Tell me about that. Tell me about that experience.
Nah, it was a cool experience. It was something different from MMA. And it was cool. I learned a lot of stuff when I was out there. And it kind of like boosted my confidence because I'm not even a wrestler like that. Like, I wrestled like background wrestling in high school, but not like WWE wrestling. Like, I wrestled in high school and stuff, but it's totally different. And it built my confidence because, like, I'm not even in that sport. And they chose me to give me the opportunity to go try out. And they liked me, just that they wanted me to have a little bit more character. But when I went there, I didn't know that I was supposed to have a character and all this stuff. I just thought I was supposed to just be Mike Glick and myself. And yeah, but it was a cool experience. They would like for me to come and try out again one day, but I haven't reached out to them about it. But I don't know, I just haven't been thinking about my focus right now. Has just been fighting, because fighting is what I love. So maybe in the future, when I'm done fighting, maybe I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, we hear so much in the news here. Look, even Henry Cejudo says that he might be contemplating going into the WWE. Kobe Covington's thinking about going to the WWE. There's been rumors about Conor McGregor, and we know about Ronda Rousey. She had a great time there. Shayna Baszler, who's over there. Ken Shamrock, there's a whole list of mixed martial artists that have gone on that route. But in that training, did you take some bumps in the ring, or is it more of just a physical testing, your physicality and your athleticism?
It's actually pretty hard, man. But good thing when I went, I went there in shape, like if I was training for a fight. But the training's pretty hard. I got bumps and bruises. I didn't realize that the rope, like when they bounce off of it and stuff, it actually hurts. I had bruises on my back. And when you fall to the mat, they call it bumps.
Right.
And if you don't fall right, you smack the back of your head, you can knock yourself out. But the training's pretty intense, man. It's hard. It was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I went into thinking, oh, my MMA fighter, I get punched in the face. It's not going to be that bad. And if you don't have good cardio, you're going to go out there and die. I've seen guys over there throwing up and quitting. And yeah, it's a lot tougher than people think. And I think for people that think that it's easy to go out there and act and do all that stuff, it's actually pretty hard.
And who were some of the trainers that were looking at you or judging you or scouting you? You know,
I can't remember the name. Scotty Too Hardy was there. There's a bunch of other guys, but they're older. But they're before I was even born. I don't even remember the names. But there's a couple guys out there. But one I remember the most was Scotty Too Hardy.
And yeah, we remember him.
What was the lady's name? Lacey, I think Lacey Evans or something like that.
Okay.
She's like a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
That's her character.
Yeah.
She was there. And then what was the other guy's name? I forgot his name.
Regal.
Isn't one of the guys? Yeah, Regal was there. And there's another guy. He was NXT guy. He used to play football for
Mojo.
LSU.
Mojo, Riley.
Yeah.
Mojo.
Yeah. Yeah. He was there.
But did they? How did they found you? They contacted you?
Well, actually, I had a friend that he played in the German football league, and somehow he went out there and he tried out for it. He didn't make it. And he said that when he went out there, he said a lot of guys that they picked, they kind of look like me and had like the same body type as me. And he said that it looked like something that I would be good at. And then he gave them my information, and that's how they got in contact with me.
Wow. That's a cool story there that you shared there with me. Now, growing up, were you a wrestling fan?
Yeah, me and my brother used to always play around. We used to always watch The Rock, Stone Cold. Mm-hmm. And what was the other guy, Mankind, when he used to have the sock?
Yeah, Mr. Socko.
Yeah. And I used to watch it all the time. We used to do all the wrestling moves in the room, get in trouble for my parents.
Well, that's something maybe then I guess we could talk about in the next time around, and maybe your character that you would potentially have if you were to make it there. So we got to focus May 29th, Kenley St. Louis and Michael Lilly going at it inside the Titan FC cage. Again, we don't know where it's going to be, but as you mentioned off the air, you'll go in the backyard and fight. We just want to fight. We want something down here in South Florida. It's about time. And a lot of eyes are going to be set on this fight card because there's nothing going around. And this is a great time for a lot of young fighters like yourself to really display your performance, your athleticism. And heck, you know, even Dana White, all those guys are going to be looking at it because there's nothing on TV. So why not check out a show like Titan FC that's featured great talent? So, Mike, I want to thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to calling you inside the cage wherever this may be. And I want to wish you good luck, man. And we'll have you here real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you for having me on the show.
Thank you again, Lily, and looking forward to seeing you in action against Kenley there on May 29th. And that fight card is definitely stacked. Not your typical fight card where you have about 10 to 11 fights. They've reduced it to 6. Remember that the whole logistics and the way that the state is doing fights is not, remember, you can't have too many people in a building at the same time because of the virus. But Jay-Z Cavalcante versus Hush Manfio. Hush Manfio is a champion. Jay-Z was a former champion, and they will be going at it in a combat grappling match. Rami Hamed versus Frank Carrillo. Danny Sabatello versus Raymond Ramos. Kenley St. Louis versus Mike Lilly. Sal Guerrero versus Danny. So this is, and then with Gustavo Villamil, they are looking for an opponent. We hope to hear from him very soon as far as who he will be taking on. But you could definitely expect some action in the Titan FC cage. Finally, we're getting some freaking MMA. We had a great experience with the UFC for 3 events in 1 week. And we're getting more action on UFC Fight Pass with Titan FC a week from this Friday. Speaking about the UFC, Walt Harris and Alistair Overeem, what a freaking fight. I'm not talking about the fight in general, but just leading up to the fight itself, all the emotions with Walt Harris and his daughter who was killed viciously and really uncalled for, and to go inside a cage, a man, to put all his emotions aside. He faced with depression, of course, sorrow, misery, and he managed to glue his emotions together to make this fight happen against Alistair Overeem, a man who's been in action for over 20 years professionally in the sports of martial arts. Walt Harris is not done. He says that he will clean up his act or clean up his, or look back, right, as far as the drawing board, and he promises to be better and get that win on behalf of his late daughter who was viciously killed. Miguel Baez of MMA Masters down here in South Florida had a very, very, very good fight against Matt Brown, defeating the veteran. And this is definitely going to put a lot of eyes on Miguel, obviously raising a lot of eyebrows about what Miguel is bringing to the table. But one guy that really was the highlight of the entire show, in my opinion, fight-wise, is Irwin Rivera, former Titan FC champion. This guy took a fight in a matter of 2 days. I think it was on Thursday night. They called him. They said, hey, we need you here. We need a fight. Can you step up? And he went up against a very competitive fighter, a guy who's very well-versed in kickboxing. Again, no training cap. He's just been training, staying busy, and he got a call from the UFC. And yes, he lost, but he won at the same time because he got a lot of praise from the UFC. Even Michael Bisping was giving him credit as far as showing that he has heart and movement. And again, this is a guy who broke his leg in Titan FC. And here Terry broke his leg, literally. Came back, won the Titan FC title, and now is in the freaking UFC. How about them apples? That is a nice story. Kudos to you, Beast. Irwin Rivera, you're going to represent us very, very well in the UFC. Keep going. I'm sure now with a full training camp, you'll even kick more ass. Congratulations, man, on your move. So where does the UFC go next? I mean, there hasn't been exactly word as far as when the next event will be or where it will be. Dana White has been teasing the Fight Island. Still waiting for it. I know they even trying to see if they can do all the fights in the performance center they have down in Las Vegas. We're still getting confirmation on that. But I'm sure that we will be seeing some mixed martial arts very soon. Not as continuous as we were before the pandemic. But we'll be getting some action. So stay tuned. MMA is not going anywhere. And now that, for example, Titan FC holding a regional MMA fight, it just goes to show you that little by little, things are coming back to normal and we're getting a sports back. Henry Cejudo might not be retired at all, actually. His manager, Ali, stated that he does not believe in any way that Henry Cejudo is completely gone from the sport. He does not believe that he's completely retired from the sport. And he does believe that one day, somehow, some way, he will return. What do you think? You think that's actually believable? Shoot us an email, info@theromanshow.com. That's info@theromanshow.com. We love to hear your opinion, your thoughts, and we can share them right here on the program. Email me. That's info@theromanshow.com, or send us a tweet @TheRomanShow. Roman Show Media, both on Facebook and on Instagram. That being said, everyone, thank you very much for joining us in the program. We'll catch you right here. Same channel, same drop-off date Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the week. And hey, it's a holiday next week, Monday. Don't know what you're doing, but I know what I am, staying home. All right, guys. With that being said, thanks for joining us. If you haven't been on, you haven't heard, thanks for tuning into The Roman Show.